You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is June 4th. And we had a super light Monday in terms of sports action. No NBA, NHL, or WNBA last night, and there were only 8 MLB games, but we'll talk through each of those, maybe take a look at the bigger picture throughout the league so far, and then I think we'll take a look at some of the college baseball and softball games yesterday as well if we have some time. So let's talk about it. So as I mentioned, we had 8 games in the MLB last night, and we'll start off with the Phillies and Brewers. The Phillies came into the day a half game behind the Yankees for the best record in the league, and they would close that gap with a 3-1 win while the Yankees were off. Zach Wheeler was great in this one, giving up just one run in 7 innings pitched, and with the win, the Phillies improved to 25-9 at home on the season, which is 3 more wins at home than the next closest team, and only the Guardians have a better winning percentage as they are 20-7 at Progressive Field this season. Speaking of the Guardians, they were off last night, but the other Ohio team was in action as the Reds took on the Rockies out in Denver. And although the Reds have struggled at times this year to put the ball in play, they didn't have any issues last night as they put up 13 runs on 18 hits, and they were just consistent throughout the entire game. They scored in 7 of the 9 innings, and every player in the lineup had at least one hit. Spencer Steer and Jonathan India both had 3 hits, with Candelario and Stevenson both adding home runs in the 13-3 win. Feltner got the loss and is now just 1-5 on the season after giving up 8 runs in 4 1/3 innings pitched. We also had the Nationals hosting the Mets, and the Mets led this one 8-5 entering the ninth, but it looked like they might blow another game after the Nationals scored 2 in the bottom half of the inning, and they had a runner on third with Drew Millis at the plate, but he struck out, ending the game at 8-7. We also had the Orioles visiting the Blue Jays up in Canada, and they got a great start from Grayson Rodriguez, who gave up just one run in 6 2/3, and he had plenty of run support with 2 home runs from Hayes and another from Santander, and Baltimore would go on to win this one 7-2. Despite the loss, Vladdy Jr. hit his 6th home run of the season, and his 2 hits bumped up his average to .295, which is good for 6th in the entire AL. Down in Arlington, we had a pitcher's duel between the Tigers and the Rangers. Skubal and Eovaldi combined to give up just 2 runs in 11 2/3 innings pitch, but Jake Rogers' 2nd home run of the day broke a 1-1 tie in the 8th, and that would be the final as the Tigers improved to an even 30-30 on the season with the 2-1 win. The Astros got home runs from Alvarez, Bregman, and Yandy Diaz to beat the Cardinals 7-4 in Houston. Nolan Gorman had 2 home runs of his own in the losing effort as St. Louis falls to 28-30 on the season, 7 games behind of the NL Central leading Brewers. And then down in Arizona, we had the Diamondbacks hosting the Giants, and they would jump out to an early 2-0 lead in the 2nd, but the Giants would come back with runs in the 4th and the 7th to tie it up, and that would be the score heading into the 9th until Arizona walked it off on a Pavin Smith 2-run bomb to center, giving the Diamondbacks their 3rd win in a row after losing their previous 5. The Giants fall to 29-32 on the season and are 9 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West, but are only a half game back of the final wildcard spot in the NL, so they are still very much in the heat of things with a majority of the season left to play. And then just about 350 miles west of that game, the Padres were visiting the Angels in another pitcher's duel as the starters combined to give up only 2 runs in 13 innings, but a sac fly in the 8th scored Joe Adell for the Angels to break the 1-1 tie, and that would be the final, giving the Angels the 2-1 win, just their 2nd in their last 10 games. But then looking at the bigger picture, we still have about 100 games to play, but things are starting to take shape a little bit as we have a pretty good sample size to work with this far. So we'll start in the AL. The East and the Central look great so far, with the West struggling to keep it together. The Yankees have the best record at 42-19 and lead the East, with the Guardians right behind and leading the Central at 39-20. The Mariners are currently first in the AL West as the only team above 500 in that division. The next few wildcard teams are the Orioles at 38-20, the Royals at 36-25, and the Twins at 33-26. The West has four of the worst six teams in the AL, but nobody is as bad as the White Sox. They have just 15 wins so far and have lost their last 11 by a combined score of 69-31. Their run differential is negative 138 on the season, with the next closest being just negative 89. They've been shut out a litany of times, and they've only scored 172 runs on the season, which is 47 fewer than the Marlins, who are the next worst team. But enough with the White Sox. Over in the National League, the Phillies are currently tied for the best record in the league with the Yankees at 42-19, and they lead the NL East by 7 games over the Braves. The Central is currently controlled by the Brewers, who are 36-24, and 7 games ahead of the Cubs and the Cardinals. And then in the West, the Dodgers currently lead the division at 38-23, 7 games ahead of the Padres. The Marlins and the Rockies are at the bottom of the league with 21 wins each, and even though there's still a lot of season left, I highly doubt either of these teams will be competing in October. But with that, we will take a look over at college baseball, where we had four regional games, starting with Evansville beating East Carolina 6-5 in the Greenville Regional, and then Florida completed another upset with their win over Oklahoma State 4-2 in the Stillwater Regional. UNC beat LSU 4-3 in extras to advance out of their own region, and UConn upset Oklahoma 7-1 in the Norman region to advance to the Super Regionals as well. And then over in college softball, Texas beat Stanford 1-0 thanks to a one-hit shutout from Tegan Kavan, and Florida beat Oklahoma 9-3 to force another game tonight for a chance to advance and take on Texas in the final. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.